Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Loud of Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. Since the beginning of this year, I have been reading the entire Bible. I've started in the book of Genesis. Actually, I think I started it in December. And I have been reading through every night before going to bed. And I was reading 1 Samuel 8. And you all can go ahead and read that, 1 Samuel 7, 8, and 9, where it talks about Saul becoming king. And a couple verses really jumped out at me. And once I read them, the Lord started speaking to me. And He continues to be speaking to me. I have gotten several messages from the Lord about His people wanting a king to solve a spiritual problem. We right now in the United States and all over the world, we have it's a spiritual problem, brothers and sisters, that is causing everything right now. It's spiritual. But people are wanting to use physical solutions to solve this spiritual problem. Let me say it again. People are wanting to use physical solutions to solve spiritual problems, and it's not going to work. And that's what happened with Israel. Israel was having problems with their enemies, and they wanted a king instead of depending on Jehovah, depending on the Lord God Almighty to help them with their enemies. They thought a king, a physical king, would come and help them. And so that's what they wanted. And this highly displeased the Lord. Matter of fact, let me read this to you. It says in 1 Samuel 8, 6, and 7, "But this thing displeased Samuel when they said, 'Give us a king to judge us.' So Samuel prayed to the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, 'Heed the voice of the people and all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them.'" Did you hear that, what that Lord said? That because they wanted a king, it meant they had rejected God. Because they didn't want God to reign over them anymore, they wanted a king. So when I read that, ever since then, brothers and sisters, it has been a flood of messages concerning wanting a king to solve the problems and not looking to the King of Kings, not looking to Jesus Christ of Nazareth, not looking to our Heavenly Father. Instead, we are looking for every other solution. I have two very, very strong messages. I know in the last few weeks, I have been bringing you some very tough messages from the Lord, and this is no exception. And it does not give me any pleasure to bring these messages to you except for to be faithful to the Lord and to continue to share with you what He has been showing me. All right, so the Lord was comparing. Right now, I heard a word back a couple days ago. I heard the Lord say to me, people are looking for, and He used the word, the previous president, and I'm not going to say his name, but it said, people are looking for the previous president to save them, just like Saul, but instead it will lead them down a bad path. However, they are still crying out for their king to save them. That's the first message. All right, now I'm going to give you two very long messages. The second message is even more severe. It's even more, it's a stronger word. So please hang in there. Don't turn this video off until you hear both of these messages, because they are warnings to America that they need to be looking to the Lord God Almighty to solve their problems. They need to be looking to Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, and not to man. We are to trust no man. However, as Christians, we don't seem to be getting that. You know, after years and years, the Lord has been, through His prophets, have been saying, trust no man. but Christians are getting more and more wanting to have a king to solve the problems we're in, and it's not going to work. There's only one way out of all the problems of this nation, and that is through trusting and believing in the Lord and seeking Him for the solutions. Okay, let me go ahead and read this. Now, I'm reading this from my notes. When I get a message from the Lord, I get it while I'm praying, and I'm actually kind of scribbling because my eyes are shut for the most part, but please bear with me. It's such a long message. I have not had time to put it up on my blog yet, but I'm going to go ahead and read this to you, and by the time this gets uploaded, it should also be in my blog. And in the blog, which the link is down below, will be a transcript, so you can go back and reread it. There will be corresponding scriptures as well. All right. Here's this severe message. I gave them a king, and he was no different than Saul. When he comes back on the scene, it will only bring more destruction, for my people have abandoned me and have looked to their king for their protection, their direction, and their guidance. They will have their king once again, and it will be the final nail in the coffin because their deception was great. They believed a lie to make America great. It will not be great again, but will be governed by its foes. Those who call themselves by my name need to point, Those who call themselves by my name need to point their finger at themselves for blame. They are the reason America has fallen. They are the harlot of Babylon. And the Lord is talking about the lukewarm apostate church, brothers and sisters. They are part of the harlot of Babylon. They have spread their delicacies across the nation. It has not been my spirit of fire that has spread, but the fires of false prophecies, teachings, and doctrines. I will put out their fire with the breath of my mouth, and they will be no more unless they repent. America has fallen because of the church. They have led the people astray and have allowed the infiltration of the beast system to permeate it. It is a stench to my nostrils. There is no hope but to wipe them out and start anew. Out of the ashes will arise my true and tried people who have been tested and approved by me. They will come forth on wings like eagles and take their rightful place. There will be no one elevated above, but all will be on the same level. All will be humble and will have only one leader, the Savior of their souls. For those who follow, and then he said the name, but I'm going to say the previous president. For those who follow the previous president, you do not hear my voice. You follow vain imaginations. You worship another, and I know you not. Repent so you can once again come into my fold, my pasture of my sheep. Only I am the king of my people. They have no other. Only I can set people free. Look to me, and you will not be deceived and lied to. Look to me, and you will be set free. Your Savior, Jesus, the Messiah. All right, brothers and sisters, that's the first one. All right, here's the second one. And I got both of these. This one I got in both of these I got in January. Excuse me. Here's the second one. I'm just going to end with the second one, and it, like I said, it's just powerful, brothers and sisters. Like I said, I do not bring any pleasure in bringing this message to you all, but the Lord wants His people to understand what they're asking for and what will happen if they continue down this path of looking to a man to bring solutions to what is a spiritual problem. Next message. You have been bewitched, my children, by thinking that there is an earthly solution to your condition. It is only through my mercy and grace will America ever stand again as she once was. Why do you put your trust in a man? There is only one anointed from God, and that is His Son, not the previous president. Repent. I will give, and then I heard this, I will give them what they want, and it will be their downfall. No party will save you. No government will save you. Why do you look for me among them? Let me say that again. I will give them what they want, and it will be their downfall. For no party will save you. No government will save you. Why do you look for me among them? I will not be mocked. I will not be ridiculed. My anger will swallow those who continue to disobey my word. And my word says, trust in no man. America, you will now fall, and you will fall hard. Only my faithful ones who trust only in me will be saved. All others will perish. I have had enough of the rebellious church. They know me not and will be banging on the closed door, they know me not and will be banging on closed doors, begging to be let in. But they will not enter because of their wicked deeds before me. I have sent my watchmen to prepare and get ready for my coming. Few heed the words or listen. But I have given out the warnings, so most are without excuse. They purposely choose the road to destruction, which is wide. I know your souls. I know your ways. I know your thoughts. I know you better than anyone. No one can hide from the intent of the Lord. He looks for the heart that is sold out only to him. My anger and my wrath burn against those who call themselves mine. My patience has been long-suffering, but soon it will run out. My judgments will fall on those who are smug in their beliefs. They were warned, but they did not believe the truth. They were warned, but argued that their ways were right. They will stand in front of me naked and bare on judgment day and will not be able to give a defense on their own behalf because they did not follow my way. They will not live with me for all eternity, but will be thrown into the lake of fire. Warn the people that I am king. That was the end of the second message, brothers and sisters, and then I heard this. Let the scepter of the wicked be handed over to Jesus, the one and only true King.